Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show here. That is the song Pomegranate by D.A. Dad.
I got Bobby Dooley over here.
Yeah, we got Bobby Dooley on the line. All right. General.
What?
Don't make it sound like I got Bobby. Like she's... Hi, Bobby. It's Phil Hendry. It's good to have you on the program.
Yeah, I heard the general blowing it off. You know what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, General. I'm not blowing anything off. I'm just simply trying to get the... Phil asked me to cue him as soon as we had, you know...
Yeah, get him on the line.
Bobby, hi, it's Margaret. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope you don't mind. I'm taking a tub. Steve went ahead and drew the bath for me. Thank you, Steve, although I did ask you to.
No, she asked me, but I was very happy. I drew a tub for her.
Steve drew a tub for me.
All right, that's fine. We're used to... We have a lot of people on the show that... We got a lot of bathtub people, Bobby, so... in fact, we may do a CD, The Best of Bathtub. We've had a lot of people request it, you know.
Well, that's nice, as long as you don't have me on it, because...
Oh, my God.
Take it easy, Steve. They can't see me. It's audio. But by the same token, I understand what Steve's concerns are to have me on the audio, even if it's audio, and I'm nude. I'm in a tub, and I'm nude, and I think it probably is not in the best taste.
All right, Bobby, we'll make sure that we don't have you on the CD. If we ever do produce one...
I'm not saying I don't want to be on one of your CDs, Phil. I have been on your CDs.
We've allowed our image... We've allowed our likelihood...
It's called likeness, Steve. We've allowed our likeness...
That's it.
...to be used... But at the moment, I don't have clothes on. You understand?
Bobby, we get that.
Wait a minute. I don't have clothes. Hand me the soap, will you? Don't bend over.
My God, make it a prison joke?
I'm fooling around, Steve. Give me some soap. Jesus Christ.
Bobby, we're on the air, and I realize we allow language.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. Now, what I'm saying is, I know that it's audio, and I know that people can't see me, but I am unclothed right now. I have no clothes on. So the privates, everything. So even if it's audio, if I'm talking on a CD that you got, what you called, what you called Best of Bathtub, you've got some individuals in your audience, I'm sure, Mr. Hendry, that are thinking...
Yeah, they're sitting there.
They're rubbing what?
All right, let's move on, Bobby, because you requested a little bit of time on the show.
I did not request time. Bud Dickman
called us.
Bud Dickman?
I mean, Bud Dickman.
Bud called us up because I asked him to call us, so...
She asked me to call him, so it didn't seem like they were calling me.
Well, no, that's not right at all. That's not right at all.
Well, Bobby, it doesn't make any difference. We're glad to have you on the program.
I want to clear this up right now. We did not request to come on. I asked Bud Dickman to call us if he ever sensed that there was something that we wanted to talk about. And yes, I had talked about him earlier yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, but we didn't say we want to be on the show. We just talked about it. And then he goes, oh, do you want to come on the show?
They said to me, if I ever feel that there's something they want to talk about on the air, to call him up, so it doesn't look like they call me up.
All right, Bobby, it's no big deal.
That, you know what? I really resent...
We resent you pulling the lid off it like that, Dickman. Why'd you do that?
Just try to move the show along. I mean, I'm just, you know...
Oh, my God, listen to his voice crack.
Ah.
Your voice cracked, too. You just said, oh, my God, Dickman.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did, Steve.
No,
yes, it did. Sit down over there. Sit down over there in full towels.
So, all right, so Bobby, now I forget. Bobby, you want to talk about Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson.
That's exactly who I want to talk about. And thank you very much, Bud, for calling us up and asking us if we wanted to make commentary on it, because I think it's long overdue. I think when you see the two of them, we've been watching the Winter Olympics, and I don't know how many of you out there have. Have you been watching it, Phil?
We've been watching a little bit, yeah.
Well, we were watching the snowboarding last night, and the night before, we're very keen on this, and I know you made a comment on your Twitter feed about snowboard punks and skateboard creeps. You know what you did that, Mr. Hendry?
Phil, I saw that too. It was a joke. Yeah, Phil was joking around. I was just, I'm just saying, hey, look at all these skateboard punks and snowboard creeps.
Well, it didn't seem like that at the time.
It didn't seem like that at the time, Mr. Hendry.
I said to fold towels.
Okay.
It didn't seem like that at the time, but...
It was a joke. I use my Twitter account for a whole lot of really sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek comments. It was not serious at all. Obviously, we were all glued to the snowboarding. The young lady for the United States, Chloe Kim, was fantastic. And it's a great sport. I was just, I was joking around.
All right. Well, I don't know, because we were watching, and as you just said, and as Steve indicated, excuse me.
Bobby, you just went, you snorted.
I know I snorted. Can you cut that out, Phil?
We'll cut it out.
But we were watching the snowboarding, and then we saw Scarlett Johansson commercial and the Call of Jost commercial.
Yeah, those were the ones that, I guess they look like they're for Amazon.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't think anyone really knows what those commercials are about. I don't know whether it was for a play that she's in. There was another one where they wake up and she's got bad breath. See that one, Steve?
Yeah, the one she wakes up and she's breathing in Call of Jost's face, and he's like, oh, geez. Like she's got the bad, you know.
Like she's got something funky. She's got the funk of a thousand years. And
excuse me, what is the funk of a thousand years?
You don't know about bad breath.
Yes, I most certainly do know about bad breath.
That's what we call. That's what it's called in some of the high fashion circles. Believe it or not.
Yeah, like Vogue magazine.
It's been called that in Vogue and some of the other magazines. When you have the funk of a thousand years, you've got some pretty rank breath that can be mistaken for egg or befouled egg, you know, or something that is gas that should pass from another end of your body and it comes out of your mouth. That's what we mean by funk of funk of a thousand years.
All right, I've never heard that phrase, and I hold on for just a minute. I've never heard that phrase. You say it comes from Vogue magazine.
I'm saying it comes from.
Well, high fashion, all right, if you say so, Bobby.
You know something, Margaret? You're not the only one that's in with the in crowd.
That's fine. I just have never read that in Vogue or anywhere else, but that's fine. The funk of a thousand years.
And I'd appreciate Mr. Henry if she doesn't humor me.
Here's what I'm going to do, and I always have to warn you guys. I know, you'll just kick us both off the air. No, what I'll do is I'll hang up on you, Bobby, and we will continue on with another topic, period. But the two of you guys going at it.
We do not go, most of the time, I think we get along. When I say I read it in a fashion magazine, I read it in a fashion
magazine.
All right, Butch, whatever you say.
Thank you.
Okay, the funk of a thousand years.
Yes, and what you do?
I just saw something come in. I forgive me, folks. It was, what is it? That's an RSVP? It's an RSVP for Dawn, my buddy Dawn, his daughter's getting married. And they said, don't forget to RSVP by the 16th. And it just popped in. Forgive me.
Phil, we can take care of that, you know.
Yeah, but you probably want to take care of that another, you know, another time.
I understand, but my phone was open. I apologize. So I think Bobby or Margaret.
I forget.
Congratulations to your friend Dawn's daughter. If you're breathing your bad breath on Call of Jost, that's wonderful, and I'm sure that she does that on practically everybody they've been together. If you are doing a one-eyed woman impression, that's great, too. I'm sure he's entertained by that. But seeing the two of them nonstop doing their cute little act.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that we resent about him, instead of doing the cute act, you know.
Thank you.
Folding the towels, Bobby?
I'm sorry, Steve. I want to hear what you have to say, honey, but fold the towels, all right? Because we're having the double days for dinner tomorrow night.
I understand, honey.
Steve's folding towels.
Yes, so we gather.
All right. But the point being that what we've seen here over the course of a week during the coverage of the NBC Olympics.
It's not exactly NBC.
It's the Winter Olympics.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant, the Winter Olympics. What we're seeing here with coverage of the Winter Olympics is a nonstop Colin Jost, Scarlett Johansson festival of them being cutesy poo, doing bad breath jokes, and doing commercials for Amazon that no one understands. That was the point you were making, Steve.
Yeah, nobody understands. Do you even understand what they are, Mr. Henry?
I think the commercials you guys are referring to, I've seen, and it does feature the Mr. and Mrs. Jost, Scarlett Johansson, and Phil, you don't have to get all proper with the Mr. and Mrs. It's Scarlett Johansson. I'm trying to have a little bit of respect. I've seen the commercials, and they're on quite a bit, and I imagine that Amazon, I think it's Amazon, isn't it?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. It shows an arrow. And
yeah, it's Amazon.
I think that's the Amazon logo.
All right, it's the Amazon. What are they selling? What are they trying to say to me other than I'm watching Scarlett Johansson doing a one-eyed man joke?
Well, look, the two of them are a couple, a well-known couple, and Amazon obviously wants to maximize whatever impact that has, the commercial possibilities of that. They're both very talented people. They both have a lot of people.
All right, Mr. Henry, I understand you're trying to kiss up.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're just
all going, mwah, mwah, mwah. Can you get the butt any closer to your lips? God,
Bobby, you're the one that wanted to call up and talk about this. What is your issue with this?
I'm telling you, we're seeing it too much. We're getting Colin Johansson and Scarlett Jost shoved right up our rectums. Excuse me for saying. And I don't think I'm out of school talking about it, neither.
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Wait a minute, bud. I think you are with the whole shoved up our you-know-what.
All right, I apologize for that, Mr. Henry. But why do I have to see the cute faces and the smiling and the happiness of Scarlett Johansson, who we know...
Yeah, they're loaded, they have money.
They're loaded and they have money, and they're happy, and they're doing the commercials probably from their house, where they have their own greenhouse.
You know what, Bobby? That's just the nature of commercials and celebrity, and that's something we have to live with.
And that's something else I don't appreciate you coming on and telling me how it is, Margaret. Okay.
Well, Bobby, I don't...
Wait a minute. I don't appreciate you telling me how it is.
Bobby, I don't appreciate you coming on and being resentful about a couple of celebrities doing a commercial as if we haven't seen that before and as if that's going to end it. We'll be seeing that until the day we die, girlfriend. So get used to it. Suck on it.
Oh, my God,
Mr. Henry.
You tell me to suck on it? I'm telling you right now that the Johansson and Jost Act has got to stop. And it's got to stop tonight.
Or what?
Or I'm not watching NBC, and I'm not watching the Winter Olympics neither.
Bobby, you know, your problem with the Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson commercials...
All right, you'll be the third person tonight. Tell me what my problem is.
Yeah, my wife doesn't need to have that explained to her.
I'll just tell you, you're jealous, okay? You're just jealous. You're jealous that you and Steve are not Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost.
Oh, Mike, you hear that?
Yeah, right.
I'm so sure. Are you trying to kid me? You're trying to yank it, aren't you?
No, I'm dead serious. You're jealous of Colin Jost and Scarlett Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson, not Johansson.
I've heard it said both ways.
I have too. Isn't that nice? But I'm saying you're jealous that you and Steve are not them.
I am not jealous. I will tell you this, that Steve and I would make a far cuter couple, far more entertaining, and Amazon, I think, would get bonus points for people saying, oh, this is real cutting edge, almost bohemian and beatnik, because look at what Amazon's doing. They've got Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, sort of this cultish, sort of edgy, weird couple from a weird man's show named Phil Henry, and they're taking a chance and putting them on a commercial.
Yeah, and losing millions.
And what do you mean losing? You know something? I don't even know why Mr. Henry employs you, General Shaw. You're a disgraced Vietnam veteran.
What's her problem?
I told you. She said to call her up every time she wanted to be on.
Well, I think she's a disgrace, and that was out of line. General, I want to apologize for her.
No, don't worry about it. They're a couple of weird asses. They always have been.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, she just called back. Ms. Dooley, no, you can't. No, you can't. Because Mr. Henry said, you got to apologize. What? What kind of brassiere do you have? Give me that, will you? What do you have, kind of brassiere? Hey, Bobby?
Phil, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
I'm sorry.
Steve?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I didn't...
That's enough. We're sorry. And General Shaw?
Yes?
I apologize. That was out of line. And Phil, you're not right. I'm not jealous of anyone. Steve and I, we have all the us that we need. We got it going on, and we got it going on in spades. I'm not jealous of Scarlett Johansson or Scarlett Johansson, or Colin Jost, or Colin Jost. I'm not jealous of any of those four people, but I am jealous...
Two people.
I am jealous of my time, and when it's wasted by having to look at Scarlett Johansson do comedy. And that's really what it... Isn't that it, Steve?
Yeah, she can't do comedy. Why make her...
You guys are coming up with any excuse in the book. They are a very well-respected and loved, a much-beloved couple. She does great movies. He's a funny man. You know, there are a couple of celebrities... And Amazon wants to maximize that, and you know those commercials will be off the air. I don't know. Maybe they'll be really. Who was a couple back in the 70s? It was James Garner and Marriott Hartley.
Okay, who?
But James Garner and Marriott Hartley in the 70s. Those were gorgeous little commercials they did for Polaroid. Right. James Garner from Rockford Files, and Marriott Hartley was a very, very attractive and successful rising young actress. And they did these commercials for Polaroid, and the chemistry between the two of them was phenomenal, and the spots went on for years.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about something, Steve, that happened that you didn't see.
We're just saying, are you trying to tell me that, that Scarlett Johansson and, and Colin Jost have chemistry?
I'm saying that they very well may be perceived to have that chemistry. I don't know, you know. And they may be successful, and Amazon may love them, and they may keep them because they're selling the product. That, at the end of the day, is what it's all about. Bobby, thank you very much.
Well, I think you're wrong, and I think I do apologize, General, but I think you're full of shit.
What a... I mean, that woman's cuckoo. You know that? You know what? You threaten not to have her on, and you keep bringing her back because she's popular. What do you want me to say?
Aha! So that's it. On account of the popularity.
Well, what do you think, bud?
Yeah.
Her and Steve. I tell you something, Bobby, if you're listening, and I know you are, you know, you can't just say anything you want on this show. I don't care how, you know, colorful you are and how much people really want to hear you. You open your mouth like that, you get hung up on every time. And I think now the facts are in. Everybody knows that you called, you asked to be on the show.
Yeah, Mr. I told her I wouldn't say nothing.
Well, now we know. We'll be right back. We've got, what?
She's called back.
Oh, my God. Well, why take the call? Put her on hold. What does she want?
She wants to apologize.
All right, we'll be back with Bobby's apology right after this.
This is your final chance on this program to hear me talk about the Backstage Pass. Tomorrow will be another show, and then we'll talk about it some more. But this is your last opportunity for me to make this kind of glowing and magical sense, for me to lay at your feet these pearls of wisdom. For less than $10 a month, or for less than $7 a month if you get the annual subscription, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is laid at your feet. 45,000 plus hours from every different generation and itineration and incarnation and...
And she got a little lost. I'm not lost. And every version of the Phil Hendry Show,
every generation, yes, of the Phil Hendry Show can be yours. Why not make that big call today?
You don't have to call.
Oh, you don't have to call. You just go to the website.
Yeah.
Just go to the... Why not go to the big website today and make that big, you know...
Entry,
and make the big subscription.
Get the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Go to the website today and make that big, you know, make it big.
At philhendryshow.com. Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is the party people in a can, huh? Like dance hall. What is it?
Like dance hall dancers with wearing No Fear T-shirts, I think.
What?
I think.
Yeah.
Skateboard kids, bumping city things like music.
Oh, I know this song. We play this a lot. Yeah, like this song. This is a popular song here from the party people in a can. They can. All right, Bobby, I don't have a lot of patience for you and your constant apologies.
Phil, I'm sorry, okay? I should never have said what I said. I should never have made those comments. And I know you have infinite patience with me, but I just want to tell you that I got very, very frustrated with these things.
You can't just come on here and insult me and say anything you want. As I said, I don't care how popular you are.
I understand. Would you mind? I've been sitting in a bathtub.
You'd think that you'd be a little more calm being in a bathtub.
Thank you very much, Margaret. You're absolutely right. Steve, give me a blast of hot water if you don't mind. I'm sorry, Phil.
I ask that that not be done.
Yeah. I turn it off. Turn it off, Steve, before he loses his shit.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Turn it off, Steve, before he loses it.
Yeah, I don't like that hot water thing.
Got Chris Norton calling in. He wanted to... ask a question of the Dooleys.
Chris Norton is calling Bobby, if you don't mind. He wants to ask you, I don't know. Are you still at the studio, Chris?
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, I am at the studio. Ms. Dooley, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to say hello to you, and I want to say hello to you, to Mr. Dooley, too.
Well, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. And I also, with Mr. Henry's approval, and with Mr. Hendry...
Mr. Mither.
I'm sorry, with Mr. Hendry's approval and with Mr. Hendry's permission, I would say this and I would ask this, and I don't mean no disrespect, but would you consider appearing, not doing no sex and not being...
I can't, no, I'm sorry.
You asked my wife to be in a sex movie? Is that it? And no, I'm not asking, it's not a sex movie at all. It's a whole different movie. It's a sports movie. And we wanted you, Ms. Dooley, to be the head
of the PTA that doesn't want the game to be held. So it's about a football game called the Corn Bowl. And I mentioned it last night, Mr. Henry.
The what? What is this?
The next movie I'm making is called Corn Bowl. And Ms. Dooley, I think, would be perfect as the head of the neighborhood association that doesn't want no Corn Bowl played, you know?
Why wouldn't they want it played?
Well, because the Corn Bowl is... because it's the Corn Bowl, okay? And there's references throughout the game to, hey, welcome to the Corn Bowl. You know, don't look down when you pull the chain, that kind of thing.
So it is a, it's a, what? What is this film about? Is it filthy having to do with, what, toilets?
It's called the Corn Bowl, so three guesses.
I would play who?
You would play the neighborhood parent teacher person who wants to keep it out of the neighborhood because they don't want no Corn Bowl played.
Well, why don't they want the corn? I don't understand.
Well, you know, Mr. Dooley, I don't have to spell it out for you, do I? You, of all people, would know what the Corn Bowl is, wouldn't you?
Why would Steve know what the corn... You know something? I don't like this conversation.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Hey, well, spell it out, man. Is the film pornographic?
Ms. Dooley would not be asked to do no pornography.
Is it pornographic?
It is, has light... It has a very, very light, almost... You know, almost invisible anal sex, and
that's the person that you wanted me to talk to, huh?
All I got, bud.
He said he wanted to talk to Ms. Dooley about a job.
He wanted to talk to me about a job. That's what any idiot. I'm sorry, bud, but any idiot would know that the man wanted to talk to me about a job, and what that job would be.
I want my wife to be in a movie called The Corn Bowl. Oh my gosh,
Steve. Steve, do me a favor. Go outside, stand in the middle of the lawn, and turn on the sprinklers, will you?
Jesus,
you love this guy or what? You know, years ago...
Okay, Bobby, thank you very much. Yeah, we hung up on Mr. And we had him on last night. I don't know why we had him back on.
He called up. He said he had one of his Dooley be in a movie.
Well, the movies that Chris Norton is involved in...
Yes, they're adult in nature. And no, I don't want to be in no movie called Corn Bowl. You know?
Yeah, what? Hold on. Yeah, it's...
What? Chris, what do you want?
Mr. Henry, I'm really sorry. Ms. Dooley, this is not anything having to do with you, but I wanted to plug, we've got another, I told you that you said I could come on, I could plug the farmer's daughter, Gagaculture, right?
What is the name of that? Good night, Chris. No, don't hang up. What is the name of that film?
It's the new film that I've got coming up right after I finish up with Live with Olympics. It's called The Farmer's Daughter Returns. Gagaculture.
Gagaculture.
Yeah.
Now that's a film that I wouldn't mind being in.
You know something? Every guest you have on this show is a vile, foul slob. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
You don't even believe... You don't support me.
No, not really, no.
What did he say it was? The Farmer's Daughter Returns Gagaculture. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Here's Blunderphonics. Thanks very much, folks. Don't miss Chris Norton's next movie, The Farmer's Daughter Returns. Never mind. Oh my God. Yeah, Chris.
Mr. Henry, I didn't mean to offend you, and I didn't mean to offend the listeners. I just think they ought to give a shot. It's coming out. We finished up with Limp at the Olympics. That's going to be out on Friday. And now Sunday, you can order it on my site. Farmer's Daughter Returns, Gagaculture, in Technicolor, you know?
Now it ain't so funny.